Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, the Eurasia program. The news is mixed, but it all touches upon Europe. One piece of the news is that the tariffs have now been announced by the White House, 25% tariffs on automobiles coming into the United States from overseas. Immediately, I thought of Mercedes. Immediately, I thought of Volvo, because I've owned both of them. 25% more on anything built either in China or in South Carolina because of parts or details here. However, the question is Europe going to regard this as a threat? And then I add into it, Europe is also witnessing the other big story in the United States right now, simultaneously with the question of tariffs, which is something that's come to be called Signalgate. The senior members of the national security team, absent the Secretary of State, conferring about bombing Yemen and making remarks such as, Europe is free-riding us. We should send them a bill. I believe that was a remark made by one of the counselors, perhaps the vice president. Anatole, I mention all this because there is this new concept I learned from my conversation in Berlin the other day. It's called Europeanized NATO. The question is the U.S. going to be invited to stay in the room? Will the U.S. stay in the room if Europe takes over NATO? I understand the trash talk about Yemen. I understand the trash talk about tariffs. But what about what NATO looks like 20 years from now? What is your imagination?
Well, I find it very difficult to believe that the U.S., the Trump administration or any other administration, will leave U.S. bases in Europe. You know, Ramstein in Germany, Naples naval base. You know, Naples is the base of the U.S. Mediterranean fleet. Is that the Sixth Fleet? I get them mixed up.
It is Sixth Fleet. You're correct.
Yes. You know, Ramstein is an absolutely critical logistics hub and air force hub for American power projection in the Middle East. You know, the Israel lobby in America and the Israeli government would be appalled if America was proposing to withdraw these bases. And the Pentagon would be categorically opposed. So, I mean, I can see the U.S. considerably reducing its forces, but I think that they will still be in NATO and that they will still, you know, therefore offer an Article 5 guarantee to NATO within its existing borders. But I'm quite sure that the Trump administration will not support in any way the further expansion of NATO. And it will expect, well, obviously, shown that, the Europeans to pay for much, much more of their own defense. I mean, of course, one critical thing is, I mean, all this is extremely hypothetical. But, you know, given the decay of the European navies, I mean, including the British, the biggest, the British Navy, but which is thoroughly ineffective now, there is the old question of securing, you know, transatlantic trade routes against Russian submarines. I mean, that's impossible without the United States. But of course, you know, like in the Cold War, if it actually came to that, we probably wouldn't have to worry anyway because we'd all be dead. You know, it would have turned into a nuclear exchange. So it's a comforting thought.
Let's talk about nuclear weapons because the professionals I talk to bring them up right away. What does it look like for Europe? Does it concern itself with the nuclear umbrella? Does it want to imitate it by using the French and British weapons? What is your opinion?
Well, that's a huge debate now, and it's deeply roiling several countries because, you know, there's this proposal that the French nuclear umbrella be extended over the whole of Europe, but that's proposed by Macron, but opposed by many French people. And then, of course, if this is going to be a European shield, whose hands is this in? Does this remain in French hands, or does this become a European force? Well, the French certainly don't want that. But there's also, you see, this debate about the Russian use of tactical nuclear weapons, which, by the way, I don't think is at all serious. But insofar as there is this risk, well, what the Europeans ought to be doing, of course, is pursuing the restoration of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Agreement, from which America pulled out as part of the peace process in with Russia. They should be, you know, strongly advocating a better, stronger version of this that would actually, you know, outlaw intermediate nuclear weapons. There are different. I mean, people seem almost to have forgotten about arms limitation. And of course, the other thing is that, you know, that
we have 30 seconds, Anatol.
Well, a key Russian demand is that, you know, NATO withdraw its forces from Eastern Europe. I mean, that's non-local forces. Okay, but that has to be reciprocal. The Russians have to reciprocate. And, you know, a ban on intermediate missiles is a good first step.
Anatol Lieben of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.